Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hippie Man was on the last break. In case you missed that, download the podcast. Speaking of that, can I buy some pot from you? I did retweet a story out that pot use was what is the headline?
Just, I didn't see it.
Just in March. I got it here.
It says pot consumption hits record high in March amid coronavirus outbreak, says a survey.
Yeah, that was.
Where are they getting numbers? Just asking people.
The Hill did.
Are you high?
The Hill did the study.
Dig down. Here
and then I retweeted and said unless your wife throws it away. And my wife threw away my weed that Todd gave me.
A survey of U.S. consumers conducted last month by Cowan and Company found that a record 33% of respondents said they had tried cannabis at least once in their life. They also found that 12.8% of respondents said they had used marijuana in the past month, up from 12.5% average in 2019.
Oh, you can do better than that, America.
Pot sales rose in mid-March.
Yeah, big time. Because we're all sitting at home.
All right. That's just illegal stuff, I assume.
Yeah, they really probably can't track
unless they talk.
Your
to
dealer doesn't report his numbers.
All 50 states.
No.
The question I have about that survey is, I want to know what they mean by this. The survey found the percentage of consumers using cannabis who are working full time dropped to 42%. If you're looking at the study there, what does that mean?
Repeat that.
I don't know what that means either.
Yeah, the survey found the percentage of consumers using cannabis who are working full-time, dropped to 42%, a bigger decline than the general population. I have no idea what that means.
That
I was going to look into that since you are looking at it. That means.
I'm looking at just the same thing you have. I don't even have anything further.
I just have a paragraph here.
But So
does that mean 50% of full-time workers were smoking before?
This is my question.
Well, does that account for people who are still smoking but are off work
not
now.
Working
yeah
right.
I
don't
yeah.
know
unemployed
I don't
yeah.
know
you know
don't know
yeah.
That's why I was going to look into this yeah. before we got into it.
I blame Tyler.
No, I just wanted to know if I could buy some pot from you.
No,
right.
No, you don't take care of it.
No, I did take care of it. I hid it. I basically was at a
not
safe.
Well enough,
right? We can follow up on Monday,
can we?
We'll have time to look into it.
Yeah, we'll have time.
Yeah,
we got time.
You have time. Yeah. And the Wimbledon tennis tournament is going to be getting the $141 million payout.
Oh, insurance.
Yeah. Wow.
What
yeah.
is it you
crazy.
Don't have time for, Craig? Because I'd like to help you out. Is there anything I can do?
Yeah.
That doesn't involve
answer this question.
Leaving the confines of my own home?
Insurance.
Yeah. Answer this particular question.
Okay. Because I'd like to help.
That wasn't a rain thing. They had it written in their policy, pandemic.
They had, yeah.
And act of God, basically.
Yeah, they've done this for years.
Yep. And you know what? Lloyd's, whoever insured that, thought they're going to play this no matter what.
Yeah, they've been paying $2 million a year for an insurance policy that covered cancellation due to a pandemic.
$2
million. Smart.
That was smart. Finally paid back.
Yeah. Well, yeah, upon reflection, it's smart. But what else are they paying insurance for?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you would have thought most insurance companies would find some way to ease a lot of it.
Well, I'm sure it wasn't just $2 million for a pandemic. It probably covered a bunch of different reasons for cancellation, and they just got lucky and hit one.
Yeah, but they play through rain there. They play through anything. So it almost would have to be a pandemic or war.
Yeah.
The only ways they would not play that are those two things. You know?
Yeah,
they postpone rain. Well, they just wait. They wait weeks and just keep playing.
And isn't that the only reason they've ever postponed Wimbledon before was World War One and World War Two?
Yeah,
World War Two was the last one. Yeah.
So they had to send tennis balls overseas.
Yeah,
we were just out of tennis balls.
This is a sad on this date. It was on this date in 1942, the largest contingency of U.S. soldiers ever to surrender were taken captive by the Japanese. About 66,000 Americans, 12,000 Filipinos became prisoners of war. They were led on the 55-mile walk that would become known as the Bataan Death March.
Yeah, God.
Thousands died of starvation, illness at the hands of the captors. What? And it was on this date in 1926, we were given Hugh Hefner.
Hugh! Ah. Yeah. Yeah, he would have to stay. Well, nobody's going to have sex with a bunch of chicks now because of the coronavirus.
Well, they can,
as long as they were all staying around.
That's true. If you had them all in your same house, you could just
lived with a bunch of them.
Just swab each other, man.
Yep.
Sheltering in place at the Playboy Mansion doesn't seem like
a bad thing.
There's still the grotto.
Yeah.
What's going on at the mansion now?
They're fixing it.
Is it vacant?
They're working on it.
Okay. Yeah, somebody bought it.
Yeah. Well, the guy that bought it, we had his good friend sitting right here next to us once.
Yeah, it was
Polly's buddy.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Sandy? That guy?
I don't know.
Yeah, Sandy was the comedian he brought in that day. Yeah, nice guy.
TMZ Sports says that one of the first bats used in Lou Gehrig's Hall of Fame career has been sold by Heritage Auctions for over $1 million.
Man.
He first started using the bat during his college days, continued to use it with the Hartford Senators and his earliest New York Yankees days. It was one of his favorite bats. He used it over several seasons, and it was $1,025,000.
I wonder how they verify a lot of things, because I was watching an interview.
You know, some guy bid $1 million and he thought he'd have it for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then some guy with another 25 grand stepped up, and that was it. I'm not going more than $1 million.
I was watching
the
Dan Rather interview with Billy Bob Thornton. It was about a year ago. And I was watching it yesterday on the Audience Network. And he said he writes his scripts out by hand because he never learned how to type when he writes movies. So, of course, he wrote Sling Blade by hand. And years later, somebody called him, one of his, and said, hey, they're offering up your signed script from you with notes on it for Sling Blade and for thousands of dollars. And it was all typed. And Billy said, well, That's not it. And it was offered up somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
And you'd buy that. I mean, people would buy that Sling Blade.
Yeah,
obviously.
You've got no idea.
No, you're right. I mean, I understand the bat, maybe certified.
Now on this one, they have it figured out.
Yeah, I figured that. But there's a lot of stuff out there you don't have figured out.
And one people of them are learning that.
One of them, Billy Bob doesn't type. By the way, I don't type either, so if I wrote a screenplay, it'd be handwritten.
He's got to know how to do something now.
Someone else would have typed it.
No, he says
listen to text or email.
Well,
or
you can do that. No, he said he never learned to type.
On the keyboard.
He just writes scripts out, you know.
And Tyler, if you ever hand wrote a script,
you wouldn't better read it.
No one would ever do that movie because you couldn't make sense of it.
Couldn't read it. Could not read it.
So there goes your screenwriting career.
I can't read my notes.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Farm Aid is this weekend.
Everybody from everybody's house, right?
Yeah. Mellencamp, Neil Young, Dave Matthews are going to be joining Willie Nelson for the streaming Farm Aid show this weekend.
Ah, my Dave Matthews window closed up. Damn. That's what I would do. I'd just delete Dave Matthews.
You can also see it on Access TV and on the Farm Aid website, so check that out. And
now, they're all their own
farmers.
Room with their guitars, right? Just go on a set each. I got it. All right.
Wait, it's right, because any of these streaming things, there's not a band there.
No, there's not.
I have seen bands, and I don't know how they do this. It's got to be really tough, but They'll in each individual member is recording their part to the song, and then they somehow put them all together, and it sounds good.
They must have a hell of an editor somewhere that does that. Because I've seen that too, Push, and I can't remember what band it was.
I think it was Sammy Hagar and his band, the Circle. They put out something the other day. It was the full band.
They're all playing their
parts. But they're
all
in separate places.
And they're parts of the song, right?
Yeah.
And they put it together.
And then somebody edited it all together and synced it up so that it works. Yeah,
well, they've been doing that for years.
Well, true, but this was the live performance, Push is saying.
Yeah.
And I understand. Yeah, you're right. People have sent in their parts and they put it in. It just seemed weirder.
Doing it at home with your iPhone is not the ideal way to do that.
We're all still here.
It would be weird if y'all just like started a timer and everybody just says where they thought it would go. They try to edit it all together.
Edit this crap together? Yeah. Good luck with that, Puss. Put all these dick jokes together. That would be funny. It would sound horrible.
Put them together in a way that makes sense.
It would sound horrible.
Put it in a way where it seems like a seamless conversation.
Right. Well, that would sound weird to the listeners.
Yeah.
They're not used to that.
Well, I was thinking about that. I don't know if we're gonna be in the next couple of weeks, but say we're at the house, and I was thinking about this today because I was getting ready in the kitchen, and I know I'd be downstairs in my office, but my office is pretty much right below where the master bathroom is, so I'd be right below that somewhere, and the house is quiet as hell, at 4 o'clock in the morning, or excuse me, 5 o'clock in the morning, and I just. Thinking I could, if I was downstairs going, how the show would sound. Uh-huh. They wouldn't hear anything else, just me doing, then I'd be quiet, that's all they'd hear.
Yeah, you'd be like, an occasional, on your balls?
they wouldn't hear any of you guys, and they wouldn't know what I was talking about. Yeah.
Oh, it'd sound insane.
Yeah. Right. They're used to you laughing
It would
yourself.
Sound insane, because you're right. I'd be like, bap, your balls. Then I'd be quiet for a minute.
Unless we had the engineer rig it up so they could hear
keep it down, I'm working.
So they could hear the show all over the house.
Yeah. Well, first of all.
And it would have to be pretty light, too.
I even told my wife, I said, if that happens, you might have to go upstairs and bunk in with the kids when I wake up in the morning so you don't hear it up there.
Yeah. No, your voice doesn't carry.
No, not at all.
You're fine.
Not at all. But I like that Nick is a perfect example. You're right. It would just be like, balls. Yep. I like my penis. And that's all they hear.
I think they're used to that with you. I really do.
So I don't know what we're going to be doing. But right now we're in the studio and we're staying the proper distance apart, probably a little bit too close. Not shaking hands. We haven't touched each other in weeks.
It's been tough.
Not even the ass smacking.
Yeah, the withdrawal is starting to kick in.
Which I think is safe.
Because your G's on the ass?
Yep.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, the big group high five at the end of the day is Won't gone.
It has been gone. I'll
jump in the air and high five. Yeah,
high five and white guys.
I saw that in the pregame. All right, everybody bring it in.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All the prayer before
and the prayer.
The prayer before we go on stage, right?
Yeah.
What's the prayer always end with?
No.
Suck it,
no,
Jesus.
No.
Yeah. Well, Craig says it. Okay, well, all in three. One, two, three.
And then Suck it, Jesus.
And we run in here.
Not right.
Yeah. Then we do it again when Nick gets here, since he's here a little later.
Right.
We'll be off tomorrow.
Thanks for doing that again.
We'll be off tomorrow for Good Friday, by the way.
Yeah, it's the best of tomorrow because of Good Friday.
Best of indeed.
The governor of Kansas, Laura Kelly, has reportedly put in 7 requests to FEMA for medical supplies for their state stockpile, and she claims that she has heard no response.
Yeah, they're not doing anything. Even for a red state.
Yeah, but
although she's a Democrat.
She's a Democrat.
That's right. That's right.
It's sad that might have something to do with it.
It might.
Well, that stockpile is for the nation.
That's right.
Not the state.
Right.
Yeah, that's Kushner.
That's right. That's for Jared.
You backers. Yeah. Pay attention, please.
He probably licked it. Yeah. You can't
lick him all for good luck before you send him out?
Yeah.
Costco is moving first responders to the front of the line. All healthcare workers, police officers, firefighters, and EMTs are going to be given priority during this particular time.
I believe that's one of the businesses that has benefited from the pandemic.
Oh, I mentioned Costco's, they listed their first quarter was through the roof. Well, somebody's got to make some money. We're all buying supplies.
I saw that, and I wondered if, like, it's a like somebody that works in a pharmacy, is that considered a healthcare worker? Because it's not like a frontline thing.
True.
Yeah, I'm.
Well, I would think that. Who are you letting up front? Because the guy at the grocery store is a frontline worker too, but he's not a doctor, but he's also in a grocery store.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you, at the Walgreens, where's that Costco? Are you in line in order of importance? What do you do for a living? Oh, behind me.
Yeah.
Is that what it's going to be?
Well, you said first responders, yeah. Right?
Well, frontline.
Frontline.
You know,
okay.
That,
mm-hmm.
Well, Craig did say the word first responders, though, which probably means cops and doctors.
Cops, firefighters,
EMTs.
Yeah.
And the doctors and nurses at the hospital.
Then grocery stores, and then schlubs driving home from their job at the radio. I'd be last in line at Walgreens.
No. You wouldn't be last in line because you are essential.
Yeah, well.
The non-essential would be after you.
Yeah, true.
If you're boarding a plane.
I am more essential.
Yeah, if you are boarding a plane.
There are dick jokes needed.
The essential goes on before the non-essential.
Right, because one of those letters we got from Department of Homeland Security says we can get in front of the line for gas.
Right.
They assumed there would be lines around the block.
That's true.
That's what concerned me with them. I'm like, wait, what's going to happen here?
And gas is there. They're handing gas out. Mm. Yeah.
With that, though, even though it's technically healthcare, I would never walk up and be like, hey, I'm a pharmacy tech. No. Put me in here. Like, I'm just going to wait in line.
Now you'd be a dick. The Walgreens that we go to is right next to the hospital in my part of the town, one of the hospitals. And my wife was there yesterday at Walgreens. And I said, did you wear your mask? She said, yes. She goes, when you see people in scrubs from the hospital in the Walgreens with masks on, you wear a mask. Because they know.
I'm not out, but my wife says there's more and more masks.
I heard there's more every day.
Right. Bernie dropping out of the race, in case you haven't heard about that. And Monday night, we can look forward to this.
Uh-oh. Can we?
Yeah. The Netflix series, docuseries, chronicling the Tiger King, Joe Exotic, Carol Baskin, and whatever, has already been watched by 34 million Americans in the last few weeks.
How'd they find that out? Because Netflix normally doesn't pump out numbers.
Well, they did on this one, apparently.
Actually, that might be wrong. We found out through Kreischer that he knew exactly how many people were downloading
this.
Yeah.
Well, he must know someone on the inside.
They have publicized those numbers in the past.
Yeah.
They just, as a general rule, don't.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll do it.
But Monday night, there's a new special from Fox and TMZ called Tiger King, What Really Went Down.
Oh, I figured they'd double down.
It's an hour-long special featuring new interviews with people closest to Joe Exotic, as well as never-before-seen footage.
Netflix is also dropping a comedy starring Steve Carell called Space Force.
Yes.
Is that April 29th or May 29th?
I didn't see the date, but I know it's coming up here sometime
soon. I'd love to see Carell back doing full-on comedy like that. God, it's going to be
fun. And I think one of the guys that created The Office is involved with it, too.
Really?
So, yeah.
Space Force, Steve Carell, I'm all over that.
I broke down and watched the first episode of Tiger King last night.
Yeah,
and
it's cool.
I'm in.
Yeah.
You know, I talked to someone else who said, you know, they were looking for something to watch. Mm-hmm. I said, well, what about the Tiger King thing? They said, I've been trying to avoid it, but here you go. And they tried to watch it and said, no, I'm still not interested. Just
really?
Don't care.
Oh, the first episode sold me.
It's definitely great. In a collection of characters.
It's great. My daughter watched the whole thing, too.
With Tiger King being so popular and with tigers with coronavirus, I did reach out to Jack Hanna here a bit ago.
I was wondering about that.
Right, so maybe we'll catch up with Jack next week sometime.
I was thinking about Jack, actually. Yeah.
Out of Iowa. Was shortly after 1 p.m. Sunday, just shortly after noon on Sunday, 53-year-old Sean Salmon went over to the Sioux City Police Department. Officers said that she was sweating, behaving erratically, and she told them she had recently done some of the meth that she had.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just to make sure, Salmon asked the officers to check her drugs for the coronavirus.
Yeah.
No.
They offer her a place to stay after that, too?
Yeah. Officers conducted a search, found over a half an ounce of methamphetamine and a substance which she claimed was the marijuana, with assorted drug paraphernalia as well. The 53-year-old has now been charged with two felony drug charges and a first-time offense of marijuana possession, according to KCAU.
Craig, what do you always say to these people?
Always follow the rules when you are breaking the law.
And wouldn't it make more sense if you got your meth checked before you started doing it?
Yeah.
Well, you know, after you do it, that's when you first of all, you got to do it.
Yeah, you got to do it.
And then you start worrying about the other stuff.
The paranoia kicked in.
The paranoia kicked in completely, right, yeah.
I wonder if they went, put her through the ring of like, okay, we'll test it. We'll be right back. Like, just act like they are testing it.
They're all giggling in the bag. Yeah, this is going
to
be great.
We'll take this to the lab.
Yeah, we'll check this. Ma'am, this meth is fine. Unfortunately, it's illegal.
Yeah.
By the way, 53, that wasn't her first rodeo. She had to be horrible looking.
No.
53 and meth? I mean, that messes up a girl in her 20s, let alone a 53-year-old woman on meth.
She might have just picked up the habit.
Yeah.
Right?
Her first day.
Well, over half an ounce, she was stocked for the pandemic, too. That stash is gone.
You mentioned Jack Hannon. Well, I'd love to talk to him, but isn't he in the first episode, did I remember correctly, of Tiger King?
He's there. We're just discussing those animals that got loose.
The ones in Zanesville, Ohio,
right,
or whatever.
He's in the background during the press conference, the governor and stuff. Yeah, yeah. He's not actually on camera about those guys.
I would talk to him
about those zoos, of course. You know. Yeah, he's in the... because he was all over that when that happened.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't talking or anything, but you saw him in the background in the press conference.
Jack's again it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. All right. Don't do meth, kids. Dr. Ian K. Smith, Dr. Mina, and Hippie Man all phoned the program.
And if you're 53, don't pick up the meth habit just now.
Yeah.
Or 43 or 33 or 23.
Yeah, wait on that, you mean? Okay.
Hone your other vices and don't start that one.
That's a good idea.
Happy Monday, Thursday.
And Tuesday and Wednesday, for that matter. All right. We'll be live again Monday. Happy Easter.
Yes. Wash your hands.
He is risen indeed.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.